You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, and this isn't so much a problem, I guess, as just a question, maybe a curiosity from somebody. Her name is Murel. I love that name. It's very pretty. Murel. She says, I wouldn't say I'm drop-dead gorgeous, but I think I look pretty good. I'm 28 and in great shape. Because of that, there are always guys hitting on me. And because of that, I've gotten used to boyfriends getting jealous or angry when we're out together and someone flirts with me. She writes, but the guy I'm dating now doesn't react at all. If someone hits on me in front of him, he just smiles and sometimes laughs. When I asked him about it, he said he doesn't get mad because to him, it's a compliment to both of us. Let that sink in for a little bit. It's a compliment to both of them. Murel says, I've read somewhere that a little jealousy is a good thing, and I'm wondering if it's a sign that he actually isn't that interested in me. Thank you. I love your show, Murel.
I think he's just maybe playing it cool.
If someone hits on Nicole, do you just consider it a compliment, or do you kind of get your hackles up a little bit?
So it's funny, because I brought Nick Knack down to the studios last Friday, and we came, it was like mid-morning, it was like 11 o'clock or something. No, it was more around noon. And some of the sports guys are here that I generally don't see. And so I was giving her a tour around the station, and we walked by the windows to the sports station, and there's a couple guys in there, and they are just staring at Nick Knack. And Nick Knack is a solid 5.5, you guys. She's quite beautiful. Solid 5.5. And I was watching these guys, and I was just like, come on, I'm right here. But then I was like, well, they don't know who that is, because I don't really know him. I don't think I've ever seen him in here before.
They don't know it's your wife.
I was like, kind of like, should I say something or pull her closer or go in and give her a kiss while we're standing there? But then I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool to see your wife still be like the center of attention amongst other men. You know, it kind of feels good. Like, yeah, she's still got it and I'm with her. So I didn't know how to feel about it. I was a little jealous. I will say that.
I mean, I think it's a normal human emotion.
So. I think so.
So if the guy is not bothered one iota, I guess some people will call us and they'll say, well, this guy is very evolved and mature and confident and all of that other stuff. He's not insecure. But, you know, Murel says, quote, I've read somewhere that a little jealousy is a good thing.
I think he's just playing it cool, honestly. I think he's super jealous, but he's just kind of playing it off. It's like, no big deal. It's all good. I'm trying to exude some confidence here. And he's basically saying it's a compliment to you that you're still getting checked out.
He says it's a compliment to both of them.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm wondering what listeners have to say about this. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Is it a compliment? Or when you're out and about with someone, and this works both directions. I mean, for ladies, if you're out and some woman at the bar hits on your husband or boyfriend, do you just take it as a compliment, or does it make you bristle a little bit? Karen wrote in and said, oh, pretty people problems.
It's true, right?
It's true. Let's grab some calls, and then we'll read some of the text messages. Here's Cassie. Cassie, what would you say to Murel?
I would say you're just not used to it. So if you're building something with this guy and it feels good, right? You got to go with that gut instinct. Are you going to be jealous of the fact that he's not showing you jealousy like you've been shown before?
Yeah. I mean, what does she want him to do? Like, go start a fight with these people that are... I mean, is that the alternative? Is that what she needs?
In his eyes, right, he feels confident in their relationship, and that's the compliment.
That's pretty good. He's like, I'm not worried. I trust you.
I'm not sure what the middle ground is, but Cassie, I'm really glad you called. Go have a great day.
She'll fill it out. She'll fill it out. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Here's Summer. Summer, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think?
I think that she should lock this guy down because jealousy is just a manifestation of all insecurity and all that negative stuff. So I think he's just flattered because he gets to go home with her. So he's pretty psyched.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice to know that your guy trusts you enough to be together? You're not going to cheat, and you're just getting flirted on, and it's kind of fun, and you trust
Absolutely.
He's not going to worry about it. How would she lock him down? What do you mean by that?
Just like if she's been with a bunch of jealous guys, I would say this guy is the one that she should stay with.
This,
he's not
this
a douche.
This is it.
This is the relationship she needs to protect.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Summer, great call. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Thanks.
Okay?
Eva.
Bye.
Okay.
Appreciate you so much. Let's talk to Ann. Ann, what do you have to say?
I agree. I think that, it's a compliment to both. And I've been on both sides of that where someone was horribly jealous and it just they were just a horrible person to find out eventually. But, it's a compliment and it's self-confidence and it makes you feel good that you're with someone who's attractive and the same thing with them. And, I think it's all good. I would definitely hang on to that dude.
And
I'm so glad
it's great.
You called.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Let's jump over to Daniela. Daniela, what do you want to add?
I just think it's a huge compliment. If somebody's hitting on my boyfriend, it just makes them that much more attractive to me. And I 100% trust my boyfriend. And so when I get my boyfriend home, I just tear into him for that reason alone.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Tongue kisses for days.
Oh, Daniela, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for your
time today. Listen to some of these that came in. Helena says, I can admit this now because I'm older and hopefully wiser. But when I was in my 20s, I actually tried to make my boyfriend jealous by almost encouraging guys to flirt with me. It was a big ego thing for me to see if I could get him to fight for me. I look back now and realize how stupid it was.
That's a horrible way to be in a relationship.
That ties in with Nikki's text a little while ago. She said it's toxic that she likes getting hit on in front of her boyfriends. I'm going to defend Murrell a little bit. I don't think she's gone that far. She's just wondering if it's a sign that he's not interested at all since he has no reaction.
Well, how is he the other 99% of the time that you're with him?
Yeah.
You can't base it off this one little interaction.
And I don't know, because being jealous and giving her crap and all that other stuff, that's just wrong. So I don't know. That's why I said a few minutes ago, I don't know what the middle ground is.
And if you want a jealous person in your life, those jealous people tend to become controlling people. Like, what are you doing? Why are you going there? You don't have to go there. Don't hang out with those people. Blah, 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 blah. That's not a good thing to be with a jealous person, I think.
And we've had so many listeners who have been in that relationship
and
escaped from it, and they know that they would never go back to something like that. Deborah says, I think it's a little disturbing that he's not bothered at all. I don't think he needs to get into fights, but at least show that you don't appreciate someone flirting with your girlfriend. Have some cojones, she says.
Well, again, what's he going to do? Knock it off? Get in the guy's face or what? That's a moment where you just pull her in and give her a big old smooch right there, you know?
You know, I think what it is, if somebody shows, flirts with your girlfriend one time, yeah, that's fine. That's a compliment, stuff like that. If they don't take the hint and they keep, then I do feel like a man should stand up for his wife or girlfriend, or even the other way around. If a woman's out somewhere with a guy and some other women just keep on and keep on and keep on, eventually you're gonna be like, all right, that's enough.
That's when you throw a drink in their face.
Then it becomes disrespectful.
You know? Swinging and fists.
That's the middle ground I'm talking about. It's like, how many times does that one person hit on them?
But again, is it necessary if your boyfriend, girlfriend isn't acting on those flirtatious moves? Why does it matter? Just walk away. Just move on.
I think it's disingenuous to say that if someone is out and one person is spending time after time hitting, I think it's disingenuous to say that the average person would be like, yeah, that's fine. Just keep hitting on them.
Depends on how long you've been together, because I think at this point in my relationship, we would just kind of on the drive to wherever we're going and we know that person's there. We're going to be like, how long before they start hitting on you? And then just kind of make a thing out of it. I think it would be kind of funny.
Eric says, I don't see why it can't be both. Take it as a compliment, but also don't let someone do it flagrantly in front of you. Eric, I can't agree with your last sentence. He goes, punch a few guys in the mouth, they'll straighten up. Well, yeah, that's true.
But again, it's not up to them. It's up to the person being flirted with being like, hey, that's very sweet of you, but I am with so-and-so here.
Sure, but what,
it's
if
up
they
to them.
But what if they don't respect that? They're like, hey, you don't have a ring on it.
Well, then you don't want to be with that person if they don't respect it.
No. What if the person flirting
doesn't
says,
respect it?
Yeah, what if
and
the
then
person
eliminate
says,
them from
hey,
your
I'm
circle.
In this relationship.
That's when you weed your garden and move on. Stop hanging out with those people that have no respect.
Sayonara. I'm saying. You're out with Nicole.
I do understand.
It's up to her to say to the guy who's flirting with her, hey, I'm with someone.
Yeah, and then he doesn't stop.
If he says to her, you don't have a ring on your finger, so blah, blah, blah,
yep.
And he keeps on, you're going to tell
then you
me
leave.
You're just going to look the other way?
You just leave the situation. If it's a one-time thing.
From the bar.
If it's a one-time thing, yeah, you just move on. Go somewhere else.
All right.
Why cause a scene?
Right.
And then I don't need to be on Channel 9. Local radio DJ punches a guy at Applebee's. You know, come on. You got to be mature enough to walk away.